Welcome back to Soul Sisters Sleep Meditations. Happy Valentine's Day and happy second birthday to the podcast. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we made it to 2 years old. Wow. Thank you so much to all of my listeners and supporters. We have reached 200,000 downloads in a matter of 2 years, and I think that is such a huge milestone. So thank you so much for meditating and falling asleep with me. So thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. I really do love doing this work, and I look forward to what the future holds for us. We are still a baby podcast, and I really look forward to see where we take each other. So this meditation is for all of my listeners, and this was a special request from Aziza. She asked for me to lead a meditation on self-love within relationships. And I think this is such a huge and important topic for us to honor, especially during such a holiday celebration such as Valentine's Day. Even though we all know the holiday is hugely capitalized and society does put a lot of pressure on romantic love, but whether you decided to have fun and celebrate with your friends and family, your romantic partners, anyone that you love in this life, I think it's important for us to not only give to others, but to give to ourselves, and to learn to love ourselves while also being present within relationship. And relationships can be with your family, your friends, romantic relationships, even work relationships. They're all interconnected in this thing that we call life. And I think it's important for us to remember to give ourselves the love that we give so freely to others. I saw on Instagram at Heal Your Nervous System page, they said that healing is letting the worst version of yourself be loved. So many of us turn healing into becoming this super woman, perfect version of ourselves. But this only leads to bondage, anxiety. And I think in order to experience real love and the best time to find love is when you're fully invested in loving yourself and loving every version of yourself, even the versions that you hide from people, even the versions that you feel ashamed of, knowing that you only have the best intentions for your life. And really just connecting and grounding down and trusting and knowing that you deserve to love every piece of you. You deserve to be seen for every piece of you. You deserve to be affirmed for every version of ourselves. That is when we can feel true self-love, and that's how we can honor ourselves with no judgment and allow others to give them the space to honor who we are as well. I think this year for me is a lot about connecting deeply to my self-worth, my self-esteem, through self-advocacy and self-compassion, and offering myself more grace and being okay with disappointing others as long as I have the best intentions and I'm willing to work together with others in relationship. Honoring my boundaries as well. I think we can talk so much about these items, but it's so hard to put them into practice. Which is why through this meditation, through this mantra, I hope that when you're feeling low or anxious, when you feel like you once again perpetuated that cycle of self-sacrifice, self-destruction, self-shame, you can return to these affirmations, return to these words in your lowest moments. So let's return to them now as we connect with self-love within relationships. Let's first start by taking a deep breath in feeling the oxygen flow and connect to our heart center, and breathe out. Once again, let's take a deep breath in, connecting to our heart center, feeling that warmth and that space just opening up. Allow your chest to open up, and deep sigh out. Once again, deep breath in, feeling that oxygen of life flow to our hearts, feeling that energy opening up and connecting to what our heart wants to say to us. And breathe out. I honor what my heart feels. I hold space for the love that I give to others. Like every breath, I allow that love to flow back into me. Breathe out. Inhale, love. Exhale, love. Inhale, compassion. Exhale, compassion. Inhale, patience. Exhale, patience. Take this moment and connect to our loved ones. Bring them to the forefront of your experience now. Visualize them in this moment. Now, let's offer and think about a time where you offered tender loving care, compassion. Think about a time where you displayed your deepest love for that person. Remembering to connect with your breath and opening up your heart center. Allowing our hearts to guide us now. In so many moments, we allow our minds to take control. I want you to allow your heart and your intention to come to the forefront now as you connect with the moment where you offered the most love and compassion to someone you love. And as you do so, I want you to mirror that same Let's mirror that back to ourselves. Visualize yourself right in front of you. And let's repeat the following affirmations. I honor you. And I accept you. I will never leave you. You are enough for me. I like you and I want to support you. I help you to stay strong in your boundaries. We are in this together. I connect with my heart center. As I discover the balance in relationship between myself and others, knowing that we can come and meet in a mutual middle space that is comfortable for the both of us. I like you, and I honor you. I see your needs, and I honor them. I respect you. And I love you. And I know I can be hard to work with sometimes. But I still love you. I know you're working hard to break the cycles. And I still love you. I know we return to our old ways sometimes. But I still love you. I know setting boundaries is scary, but you're working so hard, and I see you, and I love you. I know revealing your whole self is such a scary thing. But I still love you. Notice. That love never changes. It's consistent. And anyone that values and loves you too they will honor you. Honor your whole self. Because they know not what you do, but they know who you are in your heart and in your soul. Even in your most anxious state, I still show love for you. Even in your quiet state, I still love you. Even when you want to hide, I still love you. Even when you're experiencing those big, chaotic emotions, I love you even more for that. I repeatedly and consistently show up for you and acknowledge you for all the wonderful things and the growth and curiosity and courage it takes to love every piece of you. Thank you for the courage to love and to be loved in relationship. You are very brave. And I hope you can receive all the love that you deserve and that your heart desires. I remember to place me before we. Always make efforts to honor and respect me. Ashay.